Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The most brilliant kind of twist in a story is the kind where if you just had this or that little bit of information, you'd be able to blow the whole thing wide open. But you don't, and that one missing piece keeps you from being able to put anything together until the game pulls the rug out from under you. Video games, being an interactive medium, have the tools to be able to do this better than pretty much anybody else, but they often fail because of just how tricky it is to do a twist well. These games manage to make you think you had everything all figured out before making you realize that you were staring at the truth the whole time, but just not thinking about it correctly. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video game twists in front of you the whole time. Number 10, Sean's identity. Fallout 4. At the bottom, because due to the fanatically secretive nature of the Institute, there's only so much that the game can hint at the true identity of the guy running the place. But sure enough, there are indeed hints hiding in plain sight, including those that exist within the opening cutscene of the game. When you emerge from Vault 111 for the first time, all you know is that someone has taken your baby, and that some time has passed since then due to the cryogenic container refreezing you after that happened. However, you also have absolutely no idea of exactly how much time has passed. So when the game at first seems to tell you that it's been about 10 or so years through showing you a 10-year-old Sean, you have no reason not to believe that, making the moment when the truth hits all the more brutal. Turns out it's been 60 years, and Sean, your baby, is not only older than you, he's the head of the Institute. Number 9, The Wayne Family Secret. Telltale's Batman. We all know the story of Bruce Wayne's parents and how they were shot and killed right in front of Bruce when he was a child, putting him on the path to becoming Batman. It's such a well-worn path, in fact, that some interpretations have opted to come up with new spins on that origin to give their version more of an identity. One of the more unique spins on this one belongs to Telltale's underrated Batman series. Bruce has centered his life around avenging his parents' murder, but Telltale's version asks what would happen if he learned that his parents turned out to be objectively awful people. Throughout the first season, Bruce is confronted with the twist that his parents were either in deep with or actively participating with the mob that all but runs Gotham City. The big twist here is that it's true. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and it's just something that Bruce has to deal with. Number 8. Who is the Tinkerer? Spider-Man Miles Morales. This one is low on the list because it's a little stupidly obvious as to what the twist is going to be, but to the game's credit, it doesn't overstay its welcome building up to it. Continuing its predecessor's theme of good intentions gone horribly wrong, Miles Morales sees our titular hero having to deal with a childhood friend named Finn, who has assumed the title of the Tinkerer in order to bring down evil corporation Roxxon. Noble in itself, but Finn's got a lot of trauma behind this, the kind that can only make you angry and stupid. So she takes a lot of insane risks and quickly singles out Miles as an enemy when he doesn't immediately toe her line. Like I said, the twist comes pretty quickly, but before it does, you do get a bunch of hints as to what's going on. One could even say it starts to beat you over the head with the foreshadowing, but hey, the twist is revealed like 10 minutes later, so I say it's all good. Number 7, Mother Miranda's Identity, Resident Evil Village. One popular evil villain method, particularly if you've written yourself into a corner by making a villain whom would normally not tolerate any pesky heroes traipsing all over their turf, making the audience wonder why they haven't just killed the little goody-two-shoes yet, is having the villain use the hero as an unwitting pawn in their grander scheme. Resident Evil Village does this with their titular hero, Mother Miranda. Mother Miranda can shapeshift at will and thus likes to use this ability to help guide people along the path she needs them to be on for her master plans. For example, Mother Miranda turns out to be the creepy old lady that protagonist Ethan Winters keeps running into, who keeps subtly sending him on specific trails and paths that are, of course, exactly what Mother Miranda wants him to do in order to complete her plans. Just a shame that doing so does lead Ethan to killing off the rest of her little family, but, details. Number 6, The True Mastermind, Persona 4. Persona 4 being a mystery is absolutely obsessed with pulling out the rug from under you after you've finished every other little loose end of its story. And there are so many of these loose threads that it can be really easy to forget one or two of them, and the game is betting on that. For instance, after you've exposed and then defeated the serial killer Toru Adachi, you'd be forgiven for thinking it's finally over, especially since the only real clue of your final challenge comes to you at the literal beginning of the game, along with the occasional mythology lecture. But if you've been paying attention, you might have noticed that at no point does the game actually explain where you, Adachi, and Namatame got the power to enter the TV world to begin with. And then your mind might travel back to one of the first people you talked to in this game, the gas station attendant, and how weird they acted, and how when they shook your hand, you felt a little woozy. And then boom, you got it all figured out. That gas station attendant was the Japanese creator deity Izanami, who'd been using the whole thing as a character test for the human race.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Monica Knows Everything, Doki Doki Literature Club. Doki Doki Literature Club became immediately infamous when it first hit Steam years back due to its unforgiving depiction of depression, suicide, mental illness, and crippling existential horror hiding below its cutie dating sim aesthetic. But it's that last thematic detail we're going to be focusing on for this entry, as we're going to dig into just Monica. Monica, when you first meet her, is shown to be the most desirable out of the four girls. And yet, even if you go out of your way to try and romance her, the game will go out of its way to prevent you from doing so. And the worst part? Monica is trying to get this romance to happen just as hard as you are. Because she knows. She knows everything. She's fully aware that she's a video game character and it's making her go existentially insane. And she's trying to date you because she's aware that the game is explicitly telling you that you can't. You can see the build up to this twist brilliantly through the little moments of frustration on Monica's part as the game sabotages every moment alone you get with her. And each of the girls are slowly erased from the code one by one. Number 4, Atten Rand, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2. When you first meet Atten Rand, you have absolutely no reason to think he's anything other than this Han Solo light character that he appears to be. Which Atten is totally fine with, seeing as how he's in actuality a former Sith Lord who was specially trained to be a deep cover agent in Jedi-controlled space. His flirty, roguish persona was a deliberate smokescreen, hiding the generally negative aura that comes second nature to Sith, in a haze of other more ordinary personality flaws. The guy's been following your character, the Exile, around basically for a laugh. This is brilliantly shown to the player through little bits of dialogue, as well as the performance of Nikki Catt, who plays the deception well, but with a noticeable falseness. It's as if Atten is acting this way because he thinks that's what a flirtatious rogue is supposed to act like, and the holes in that demeanor do tend to reveal themselves over time. Number 3, The Identity of Solas, Dragon Age Inquisition. When you meet the elven mage Solas, you're left with a metric buttload of questions about basically everything about him. Fortunately for him, he's got plenty of answers. Solas explains away his insane amount of knowledge about the realm known as the Fade by saying that his entire life was spent secluded in the woods, with all the time in the world to study the Fade and the spirits that dwelt within. Funny thing is, at no point does he actually lie to you about his backstory. He does, however, omit one pretty big detail, and that's when all of this happened. As you find out in the DLC epilogue for the game, Dragon Age Trespasser, Solas is the elven Loki slash devil figure known as Fenharel, and like him, all the other elven gods were really just very powerful mages. This twist is conveyed through little hints of dialogue and world building, but the biggest clue comes in Solas' companion mission, All New, Faded for Her. Swap the letters around and you get Dreadwolf Fenharel. Number 2, Trusting a Karen, The Forgotten City. As the most recent entry on this list, this one comes from a Skyrim mod turned full game, The Forgotten City. Now, in this time-traveling story-based adventure, one of the first characters you'll run into is a woman named Karen. She appears to be helping you on your quest to solve the many mysteries of the titular Forgotten City, but in that ambiguous way, shows that while she's willing to help you, you're mostly on your own. Well, it turns out there's a reason for that, and the twist is almost hilarious in its simplicity. See, her name isn't Karen, as in Karen with a K, it's Karen with a CH. Yeah, this one worked better on the article. As is the Greek psychopomp of the underworld. And you only thought she was named Karen, with a K, because the two sound so similar that you misheard her name and she had no context to correct you. So yeah, you've had the Greek fairy woman of the dead following you around this whole time, and you just didn't know because you didn't ask. Absolutely brilliant. If you haven't played the game yet and you're worried about that spoiler, I'll assure you there's tons more to this game that's worth unraveling, so check it out if you haven't. There's plenty more mysteries. Number 1, Kasumi and Sumire, Persona 5 Royal. You could teach a class on how to hide a twist in plain sight with the story of Kasumi and Sumire Yoshizawa in Persona 5 Royal. When you first meet Kasumi Yoshizawa, there's no reason for you to think that she's anything other than the hardworking athlete she appears to be. I mean, she's one of the biggest additions made to the story of Persona 5, so you know something has to be up with her, but you have no idea what. The biggest clue you're outright given is the backstory detail about her sister Sumire, who died in a car accident. And then the third semester comes along. It turns out it was Kasumi who died in that car accident, and you've been following Sumire the whole time. She was so emotionally destroyed by the death of her sister that her therapist, Dr. Maruki, who we learn at the same time has gained the ability to telepathically control and distort reality itself, made Sumire think she was Kasumi in a twisted attempt to take away the pain. What makes this twist so brilliant are two things. One, no one else is altered by Maruki's spell, they still see her as Sumire, but due to Japanese custom, everyone but you refers to her as Yoshizawa-san, and you only think she's Kasumi because Sumeru is carrying around her sister's phone and license. And secondly, and why we put this twist at the top, it's actually given away way, way, way early at the start of the game. Her Phantom Thief attire and persona reflect the story and symbolism of the famous ballet Swan Lake, which is about, among many other things, mistaken identity, and one person replacing the life of another. Which players would totally pick up if there was any overlap in the Venn diagram of persona players and ballet enthusiasts. The story of Kasumi and Sumeru is the gold standard of how to telegraph and pull off a twist, and how to have that twist lying right under the audience's nose the entire time, with none the wiser. And that's what makes this one of the best RPGs of all time.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.